This is Tom Rowe with the local news for WGXC for Saturday, November 23rd, 2013. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, Twitter feeds, blogs, Facebook pages, newspapers, magazines, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. Palinville and Athens may have new radio stations soon as nonprofit groups in those towns have filed applications with the Federal Communications Commission for low-power FM stations. Applications from the jazz nonprofit group Planet Arts from New York City and Athens and the Matrium of Cybele Magna Mater Incorporated pagan nonprofit group in Palinville face no competition, and the FCC says it will attempt to get such singletons onto the air as soon as possible. Both groups are in good standing with the IRS, according to online records. The Palinville group's Facebook page says, quote, Radio Free Paganville may become a reality, unquote, and claim the signal will cover Catskill, Saugerties, and into Columbia County on 102.9 FM. WGXC spoke to Catherine Plantain from the group.
We are planning to set up a genuine community radio station here in the hamlet of Palinville. We have lots of local musicians. There are events that go on here. There's lots of people with opinions every which way. And we want to make sure they all get heard. In an emergency, and we have had those here in the past, Hurricane Irene springs to mind, radio is pretty much what you got. And since we're already, working our way towards green here, have some solar and wind capabilities that even if the power was out, we should be able to be on the air, providing emergency services to our community.
Planet Arts is a jazz record label run by Catskill's Thomas Bellino, looking to air jazz programming on either 93.9 FM or 96.7 FM. There are two applications online, in Athens and spilling over into Hudson and Catskill. He has put on occasional jazz concerts at the Athens Cultural Center before.
I'm a jazz guy, so a lot of the content will be jazz. And some of it will be global jazz because I do a lot of work overseas, we'll be producing some records from artists from overseas. So it'll be primarily jazz, and we'll go into other things as well. We have another, in addition to the venues we have up here, we have a venue that we could do live streaming from in Holland. I work with the Vanguard Jazz Orchestra in Manhattan. They play every Monday night at the Village of Vanguard. People like Carol Stafford and Dick Oates, Jimmy Heath, Ahmed Abdullah from the Sun Rock Band. It's a wide range of people.
In all, New York had 65 applications for low-power stations, most in non-competitive situations. In the Hudson Valley, two groups that applied in the 2007 full-power application window made second attempts, Birds of a Feather in Woodstock at 104.1 FM and the Sanctuary for Independent Media in Troy. In Troy, five applicants are vying for the same 92.7 frequency. In Dutchess County, a new community group in Amenia is likely to begin broadcasting at 107.7 FM, and Pauling Public Radio hopes to occupy 103.7 FM. In Albany, the Grand Street Community Arts Group is likely to receive permission to broadcast at 107.1 FM. The Upper Room Ministries of Richmondville will be broadcasting in Stamford and Delaware County. They applied for 105.9 FM. And in Poughkeepsie, New York Catholic Radio applied for 94.7 FM. Nonprofit groups could apply for low-power FM stations on available frequencies from October 17th through November 15th. You can go to fcc.gov for more information. Lissa Harris in the Watershed Post reports that Roxbury-based community radio station WIOX-FM a full-power FM station at 91.3 since 2010 is merging with WSKG, a larger public radio and TV corporation in Binghamton. Since April, WIOX has broadcast some WSKG programming. In September, the Roxbury Town Board passed a resolution to transfer WIOX's broadcast license to WSKG, subject to approval by the Federal Communications Commission. Quote, the radio station's FM broadcasting license will be sold by the town of Roxbury to WSKG for the sum of $1, plus a commitment to maintain a local radio station for the next 3 years, unquote, according to the Watershed Post. Station manager Joe Piasek remains at WIOX and said that WSKG is planning to make investments in the Roxbury station's infrastructure, as the antenna is currently hung on a town building rather than a tall mast. WSKG reaches 21 counties in New York and Pennsylvania through 9 radio frequencies and 9 public TV channels. You can read that full story in the Watershed Post. National Weather Service in Albany predicts that Saturday should be mostly sunny with a high near 42. Saturday night, there is a 30% chance of scattered snow showers, mainly between 10 p.m. and 11. Mostly cloudy with a low around 19. Sunday, there's a slight chance of snow showers after 1 p.m., otherwise partly sunny with a high near 27. Sunday night, partly cloudy with a low around 13, and Monday, mostly sunny with a high near 29. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM Acre.